I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Mira Malhotra is a student who attends Chatham High School. She likes dogs, robotics, theater, and fashion. She's a proud teenager.
I believe in teenagers. I believe in the girl who stays up late to study to work for her future. I believe in the boy who builds computers on his own time. I believe in the kids who don't use social media for validation. I believe in my generation. We've been given all sorts of titles, from lazy and vain to apathetic and entitled. But to make such a large assumption on a group diverse in every aspect but age simply cannot be true. One of the most common adjectives to describe my age group is lazy. There are kids who work and cry until late hours of the night. There are kids who manage sports, extracurriculars, schoolwork, and their social lives. And there are kids who code programs and build robots, write essays, make art, and play music just for the sake of it. These teenagers aren't usually loud about what they do. They work tirelessly, thanklessly, and silently. They're right under our noses. I feel that it's necessary to praise the unpraised, the teenagers who made me believe. Here's to the girl that suffers from panic attacks every day and has never once complained. Here's to the boy who builds. Here's to the girl who dreams about making the news less biased and reporting the truth. And here's to all the kids who I know whose virtue and work ethics go unnoticed. Thank you for making me believe. When I went to the Women's March in New York, I didn't just see middle-aged women and men protesting. I saw groups of teenagers making signs, decked out in Rosie the Riveter costumes. It was the teenagers, along with the adults, who went out and decided to voice their opinions. We aren't all ignorant and apathetic. We are aware of what we believe and are trying to make our opinions heard. Many adults have these intelligent, driven, socially active kids living under their own roofs, but still believe that my generation is lazy. Though I hope they can be disabused of this notion, they don't have to be. Teenagers will still build, think, and write, and in the end, that is what will matter. And to my generation, the next time someone mockingly calls you a teenager, wear the title proudly.